Barbara Nyangayiri of the Deaf Zimbabwe Trust, an organization representing parents of deaf students, told the National Assembly's Education Committee that only a small fraction of the 85,965 deaf children are attending primary and secondary schools in the country.
Of these children, only 6.4% are attending school, primary and secondary school.
She said the country does not have specialized schools for deaf children, and those in school are being taught by teachers who are not qualified to teach sign language. This, she said, is causing problems for the children. Nyangayiri appealed to the Education Ministry to recruit sign language teachers and also ensure the teaching of sign language is mandatory, as it is now one of the 16 official languages in Zimbabwe.
Sign language needs to be used as a language of instruction for deaf children in school, just like any other language that is used as a language of instruction. Without sign language, deaf children are not able to access educational content.
Primary and Secondary Education Ministry's Policy Planning Director, Peter Mzavazi, admitted the shortcomings in the system. He said the ministry is working on rectifying the problem next year. He said under the new education policy to be implemented from 2016, the government will ensure that every school in the country has a teacher for children with disabilities. Zimbabwe has 8,500 schools. Meanwhile, Agriculture Minister Joseph Made told Parliament today that the government will support 300,000 vulnerable families with agriculture inputs this season. He said the Social Welfare Department will select beneficiaries. In another debate on the welfare of war veterans, lawmakers asked Deputy War Veterans Minister Chinga Dube to use radio stations like the Voice of America Studio 7 to reach out to the former liberation war fighters, as the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation's signal is weak and cannot be accessed from all parts of the country. Dube said there were many ways of disseminating information in Zimbabwe, which includes radio and television stations as well as newspapers. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.